mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه، وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to a new episode in the series of History of Hajj. We see people offering their sacrifice every year during Hajj, offering what is known as Al-Hajj. The reason behind that is the divine command in Surah Al-Baqarah, Chapter number 2, verse number 196, in which Allah the Almighty stated,
فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدِي.
So it is mandatory upon a person who offers both Umrah and Hajj in the same season, beginning from the first day of the month of Shawwal, if he got to do Umrah and also Hajj in the same season, that he should offer what is known as Al-Hajj. What is the story behind Al-Hajj? The story is very ancient. It is actually to commemorate the remembrance of the compliance of the blessed family of Ibrahim, peace be upon him. You guys remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam brought his only son Ismail when he was a baby, still being breastfed, with his mother Hajar, and he left them alone in this desert place, Mecca, when there was no life whatsoever there. Now, Ismail alayhi salam grew up. Allah the Almighty caused the Zamzam water to gush forth, and there came the tribe of Jurhum, and Ismail alayhi salam became a young man. Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a night vision. He initially thought this night vision some sort of whisper from a shaitan, but when it was repeated over and over, he realized that this is a command from Allah. وَرُؤْيَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَحْيِ. The night visions of the prophets are some sort of inspiration or revelation. What did he see? He saw what Allah the Almighty recorded in Surah As-Saffat. In ayah number 102 of Surah As-Saffat, Allah the Almighty said,
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
The beautiful story of the sacrifice is narrated in Surah As-Saffat. I highly recommend for you to study those verses. You can read from verse number 101 to verse number 106 or 107 of Surah As-Saffat. This particular verse says that when Ismail alayhi salam reached the age of exertion, he said, Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim said to him, O my son, indeed I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So see what you think. He said, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah wills, of the steadfast. And when they had both submitted, and he put him down upon his forehead, and he was ready to sacrifice him, we called them and we said, O Abraham, you have fulfilled the vision. Indeed, we thus reward the doers of good. Indeed, that was the clear trial. And we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. So in ayah 107, Allah the Almighty said, we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. The Sunnah explained that Allah the Almighty sent down from heaven a huge fat ram to be sacrificed in his stead. Because when both submitted, Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to slay his son Ismail, but the knife won't go through. He would sharpen the knife and try over and over and over, but the knife won't go through. And finally, Allah Almighty sent down from heaven this ram to be sacrificed in a state. Ever since, brothers and sisters, that has been the tradition of the believers every year during the same time, which is Eid al-Adha, whether you are performing Hajj or not. For those who are not performing Hajj, they offer what is known as al-Udhiyah. It is an emphatic sunnah for those who can afford it. And for those who are performing Hajj, the ayah is very clear. It is the duty of those who are performing Umrah and Hajj, whether it is Hajj al-Qiran or Hajj al-Tamattu'. يعني those who have done both Umrah during the months of Hajj, and also they are performing Hajj during the same season, they should offer the sacrifice. Allah the Almighty stated in this ayah, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدِي. They should offer what they can afford of the Hajj. Al-Hajj must be one of the following cattle. Must be of the camels, of the cows, or the sheep, goats, or lamb. And it must meet certain criteria, and certain conditions, and certain age. Allah Almighty stated in the same ayah, ayah number 196 of Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, which means this prescription and mandate of offering the hadi is for those who are not resident in Mecca, those who are not living in Mecca. So if anyone who is originally from Mecca and have performed Umrah or several Umrahs during Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah, and now also he performed Hajj, he is exempt from offering the sacrifice or al-Hadi. It is only the duty that the people who are not resident in Mecca that they must offer. So Allah the Almighty also gave an alternative that in case that somebody cannot afford to give al-Hadi, he cannot even afford to give a sheep or a goat. Allah the Almighty said in the same ayah, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. What is the alternative if he cannot afford the hadj to fast for 10 days? ثَلَاثَةْ أَيَّامٍ during the Hajj days. The ideal time is to do them during Ayyam al-Tashriq. Fasting during the Eid days is absolutely forbidden, except for a person who cannot afford the Hajj. So it is prescribed for him to fast 3 days during the Hajj. So 3 days will be the best choice, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. If he is going to perform Hajj and leave right away, he may not have any other chance. The 3 days must be during Hajj. Then, سَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ, you fast for another 7 days once you return home. And it doesn't have to be consecutive. It doesn't have to be consecutive. You can scatter them. Those are complete 10 days as an alternative for offering the Hajj or the sacrifice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required for the hadj, which is to be sacrificed, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشترك في الإبل والبقر كل سبعة منا في بدنة. If the person, if the pilgrim, whether it's he or she, is going to offer the sacrifice, a single sheep or a single goat, for one person, for one pilgrim. But if it is a cow or a camel, then up to 7 people can participate in offering camel or a cow. As far as the age or the sin requirement, 5 years at least for a camel, and a cow must be at least 2 years, and for a goat it must be 1 year, and for a lamb, for a sheep, at least 6 months. That is the same requirement for al-udhiyah, which if a person is not performing hajj and he would like to offer the sacrifice during Eid al-Adha, they should offer of the same age as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. The sacrifice must be free from any faults, from any diseases, so that the cattle or the sheep should not be limping, should not be blind or have blind, shouldn't have any disease, that a person wouldn't like to take it for himself. Rather, the person should choose for the sacrifice the best of what he can afford. The best, because Allah is good and He only accepts that which is good. Where and when shall we offer al-hajj? If you're performing hajj al-tamattu or hajj al-qiran, then after throwing the stones on the Eid day, which is the 10th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the person is recommended to offer his sacrifice, and that's why it is known as Ayyamu At-Tashriq. The person would slaughter after the sunrise, 15, 20 minutes past sunrise on the Eid day. That is the beginning of the time. And the person who is not performing Hajj after offering Salatul Eid, that is known as al-duha time, the forenoon time. That's why it's called al-udhiyah, because it is related to the time, the beginning of the time of offering the sacrifice. The person can offer the sacrifice anywhere during the Eid day, beginning from al-duha time, or the following day, or the 12th day, or the 13th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. 4 days until sunset of the fourth day of Eid al-Adha. If the person have offered the sacrifice before that, it is valid, or after that, it is valid. It is also recommended to witness your sacrifice by yourself and to eat from its meat, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed the place for the hujjaj, the pilgrims, to offer their sacrifice in Mina as the best choice, or any place in Mecca, since it is all haram. The ideal place is Mina, but it shouldn't be done outside the haram or the sanctuary of Mecca, and it would not be accepted if the person did so. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, take your hajj rights from me, copy me with regards to your hajj rights. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Hajj, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ, describing for us as how we should distribute its meat, to eat from it and to distribute some of it among the poor and the destitute. Ayah number 28 of Surah Al-Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he sacrificed his hajj, he ordered from each camel a piece of it to be brought, and they were all put in one big pot and they were cooked. Then he ate from their meat and he drank from its soup. This is the sunnah, to eat from it, to taste it, from the meat and the soup, and to distribute among friends and family members, neighbors, and also to spare one third or even more to be distributed amongst al-ba'is and al-faqir, the poor and the needy ones. By that, brothers and sisters, we have learned that al-hadi is the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as Allah the Almighty sent down this ram from heaven in order to be sacrificed as a ransom for Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. And every year when we do so, we are following the footsteps and commemorating the remembrance of this blessed family. May Allah accept from all of us. And until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day?
And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.